Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
The soldier, his wife, and the bum. I was a bum in San Francisco that once managed to go to a symphony concert along with the well-dressed people. And the music was good, but something about the audience was not. And something about the orchestra and the conductor was not. Although the building was fine and the acoustics perfect, I preferred to listen to the music alone on my radio. And afterwards, I did go back to my room and I turned on the radio. But there was a pounding on the wall. Shut that goddamn thing off! There was a soldier in the next room living with his wife, and soon he'd be going over there to protect me from Hitler. So I snapped the radio off, and then I'd heard his wife say, "You shouldn't have done that." And the soldier said, "Fuck that guy," which I thought was a very nice thing for him to tell his wife to do. Of course, she never did. Anyhow, I never went to another live concert, and that night I listened to the radio very quietly, my ear pressed to the speaker. War has its price, and peace never lasts, and millions of young men everywhere would die. And as I listened to the classical music, I heard them making love, desperately and mournfully, through Shostakovich, Brahms, Mozart, through crescendo and climax, and through the shared walls of our darkness.
Well, some people try to pick up girls and get called assholes. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. And so Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Picasso never got called an asshole, not like you. Alright. Well, he was only 5'3", but girls could not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso never got called an asshole, not in New York. Not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso's, they were called an asshole. Alright, this is it. Well, some people try to pick up girls and they get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. And so Pablo Picasso was never called.
Yeah. Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign, sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on a wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him, the VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. And that big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore. And the bar's still open, but man, it's slow. The tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd's getting thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage don't pay for a roof, don't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. There's a high school girl with a bourgeois dream, just like the pictures in the magazine she found on the floor of the laundromat. A woman with kids can forget all that. If she comes up pregnant, what'll she do? Forget the career, forget about school. Can she live on faith, live on hope, high on Jesus or hooked on dope? When it's way too late to just say no, you can't make it here anymore. Now I'm stocking shirts in the Walmart store, just like the ones we made before, except this one came from Singapore. Guess we can't make it here anymore. Should I hate a people for the shade of their skin, or the shape of their eyes, or the shape I'm in? Should I hate them for having our jobs today? No, I hate the men sent the jobs away. I can see them all now, they haunt my dreams, all lily white and squeaky clean. They never known want, they never know need. The shit don't stink and their kids won't bleed. Their kids won't bleed in their damn little war, and we can't make it here anymore. We'll work for food, we'll die for oil, we'll kill for power, and to us the spoils. The billionaires get to pay less tax, the working poor get to fall through the cracks. So let them eat jelly beans, let them eat cake, let them eat shit, whatever it takes. They can join the Air Force or join the Corps if they can't make it here anymore. That's how it is, that's what we got. If the president wants to admit it or not, you can read it in the paper, read it on the wall, hear it on the wind if you're listening at all. Get out of that limo, look us in the eye, call us on a cell phone, tell us all why. In Dayton, Ohio, or Portland, Maine, or a cotton gin out on the great high plains, it's done closed down, along with the school and the hospital and the swimming pool. And dust devils dance in the noonday heat, and there's rats in the alley and trash in the street, gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here anymore.
What is it that the citizenry of the United States and even its most progressive formations has engaged by way of applying even a break, much less bringing to a halt this pattern of wholesale criminality engaged in by its governor? And it's not simply this abstraction of criminal behavior or comportment. It's not simply a posture. It's not something that we sit there and say, well, that is wrong in some abstract moral sense. No, the nature of the criminality in which the United States engages, as Noam Chomsky and many others have copiously documented, translates into piles and piles and piles of rotting, stinking corpses all over the planet, everywhere but here. Yeah, these are real people. This is real grinding misery. This is real burning flesh. This is real shredded babies. And not just a few. We're talking now on the scale of millions and perpetually. That's the direct commission and the indirect commission of the same kind of crime, which is made possible by the direct commission, is death by starvation, death by deprivation of medical attention, death by all manner of means, truncations of lifespan, people with 40-year longevity as an entire population, that degree of intensive impoverishment for the raking off, exploitation, whatever you want to call it, of the assets which should make their lives livable. That's the nature of the process, the structure of the reality, and what has been the response? Well, we have petition campaigns, we have marches, we have rallies, we read a lot of books, and some of us scribble quite a lot and publish more, make sure the word is out there, defy logic by announcing that we're speaking truth to power as if power didn't know what it was doing. Somehow, we might wish to consider perhaps speaking to people once in a while, but to what purpose? Well, apparently, so diets can be changed. Okay, we can have more bicycle paths. We can have no smoking signs on every flat surface in California. We can bear moral witness and feel better about ourselves because we're enlightened and aware when we go home from the rally, which did absolutely nothing to change anything tangible in terms of the functioning of power. Has to go to a particular end. What I'm going to say here is that once that cycle has been completed, and it's been completed three times in my adult life, hey, the style show out there for the alternative or counterculture or whatever, they're clear back to tie-dye at this point. My God, those went out when I was in college. And now it's back, and elephant bells. Next thing you know, people are gonna be, well, never mind. It's become a ritual form where once the list of finite options of the sort that I just talked about are exhausted, producing effect of utter ineffectuality, go back to the beginning and start it all over again. And when that fails, we go back, and there's been iteration after iteration after iteration after iteration of that throughout the 20th century on the part of the so-called radical opposition, progressive opposition, liberal opposition, almost all of it coming under a rubric of something called nonviolence. The nature of the criminality in which the United States engages, as Noam Chomsky and many others have copiously documented, translates into piles and piles and piles of rotting, stinking corpses all over the planet, everywhere but here. Yeah, these are real people. This is real grinding misery. This is real burning flesh. This is real shredded babies, and not just a few. We're talking now on the scale of millions perpetually. That's the direct commission and the indirect commission of the same kind of crime, which is made possible by the Drug Commission, is death by starvation, death by deprivation of medical attention, death by all manner of means, truncations of lifespan, people with 40-year longevity as an entire population. That degree of intensive impoverishment for the raking off, exploitation, whatever you want to call it, of the assets which should make their lives livable. That's the nature of the process, the structure of the reality, and what has been the response.
Y ahora les presento el presidente.
We've got some mighty challenges to make sure the country is more prosperous and more hopeful and the world more peaceful. But sin duda, we're going to achieve what we need to achieve.
Oye, ¿qué acaba de decir este güey?
Porque este país es un gran país.
¿Un gran qué?
With great values and great hope.
¿Eres güey?
And great strength.
A ver, lo que tú me cuentas es sospechoso. A ver, me parece que eres un mentiroso. A ver, lo que tú me cuentas es sospechoso.
Twisted in this backwards system where it seems that the end justifies the means. Does the American dream mean material things when conquests and crusades, creation of colonies, and human slavery is still a current issue? Diamond mines, clothing lines, cocoa, and tennis shoes. No noise heard on the news for that, but every station all day they bombing Iraq. All out attack, the whole world react. Hit the streets to stop their military acts. No, killing the children, a bombing a building, a pillaging the villages of religious civilians by the millions. And millions spent every day. The USA forcing their futures decay. Instead of educating the youth, they're making them troops to spill blood for the thugs who took office by coup.
A ver, lo que tú me cuentas es sospechoso. A ver, me parece que eres un mentiroso. A ver, lo que tú me cuentas es sospechoso.
Escuche bien, paisano, mi gran humilde hermano, que mientras siembras tu semilla te la vende el mero diablo. Hay que tirar primero una bola de plomo al mono que decora mi dinero, al que compró mi tierra con la sangre del obrero, sin su sombrero, quemándose la frente con el gancho del mandón. Pinche huevón, dale tu sufrir pa' que sepa lo que arde el interior. La libertad la tienes en paréntesis de fierro, a menos que te pares alto contra el mal y miedo. Te venderá el veneno que es un libro de la historia, realizado al otro lado de justicia y verdad. A ver lo que te cuenta esta vez. ¿Será verdad o no será verdad? Mal hablado, fijador, cabrón y mentiroso. Juzgas mi voluntad como la voz del vulgo loco.
A ver, lo que tú me cuentas es sospechoso. A ver, me parece que eres un mentiroso. A ver, lo que tú me cuentas es sospechoso. A ver, mentiroso.
Abrí los ojos, fíjate de lo que me entero. Dirás que son mentiras, sin embargo es verdadero. Que estando a solas, te juntas con un montón de bueyes, pasando horas, haciendo y deshaciendo leyes. Todo a beneficio de intereses materiales, ignorando el sacrificio de elementos esenciales a la vida. Salud y libertad no das cabida, los guías ciegamente a callejones sin salida. Pero el futuro que se está perjudicando no es el tuyo ni es el mío, es el nuestro. Aún sabiéndolo prosigues abusando, y por eso te detesto y me molesto. No estoy pa' esto, y estoy bien puesto. Y si eso llega a dar la vida, estoy dispuesto. Porque aunque tengas de tu lado a la policía, no podrás con la insurgente rebeldía. Pues el pueblo de la vil hipocresía están cansados y tus días en la cima del poder están contados. Ambientes nuevamente controlados con violencia. Esta lucha no es de fuerza militar, es de conciencia.
A ver, lo que tú me cuentas es sospechoso. A ver, me parece que eres un mentiroso. A ver, lo que tú me cuentas.
Ain't no sin to take off your skin.
and dance around in your bones. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Just like those bamboo babies down the South Sea tropic zone, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you hear sweet syncopation and the music softly moan, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Just like those bamboo babies down in the South Sea tropic zones, 'tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
Quando as coisas do coração não conseguem compreender e a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte, então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Muitas coisas do coração não consegue compreender, que a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. O infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá sua língua. Então vem, senão vou querer quem sou. Meu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, 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 vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Thank you.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.